rest to a system. This song on a Jack Herer cause it hits strong. Fist pump, rebel on the set, make your bitch jump. Doubt me, get in line cause the list long. Scandalous type Nick song. Mellow in your face like the Knicks on. Dick long, gripped in the pits with my wits on. Blow quick, short wick on a lip balm. Better strong, any record inspector on. I transform to a beast, call me Predacon. Upper echelon, deco rep till he dead and gone. Was an ex-con, now I get my checks on. Now a nigga's alright like I'm never wrong. Headstrong, stepping through a present day Lebanon. Light Marvin, I get it on. Rebel gon' set it off, then I jet set where the weather's warm.
Baby, am I dope? So
Florida, South.
Listen, I'm a visionary killing this, I'm stealing this. Hang with a gang that's feeling this, building this. Run the ground up, turn the sound up. Lounge around, let the beat pound like a Dillinger to handgun. Can't come close, I'm a phantom. Your brand ain't a movement and your jam ain't an anthem. Tantrum, crying bitch, a battle and your dying wish. I'm a genie that'll grant that shit. I insist, fly shit. Shrunk and low sweater, yeah, we tighten it. Tight kicks, flow holy water like Christ spit. Ice pick, spin that motherfucker like a nightstick. Prisoners, tie sun up, that I am Mike shit. Listeners, take a deep breath, I mean a recess. ES, mint issue one, you to repress. Refresh, your funny style, you should redress. Speak less, what's a brave heart with the weak chest?
Baby, am I dope?
Right?
So
yo.
But
I knock on blow, he's down for the count. I knock on blow, he's down for the count. I knock on blow, he's down for the count.
This.
I spit bomb, kill him softly with this song. Click strong, this ain't nothing like a chick song. Big John, in the shower with a big blonde. Switch on the pile, little sour in the big bomb. I'm big homes, y'all ain't living till you live long. Big bone, honey, trying to keep me in the friend zone. I touch down, try and put it in a end zone. Pimp bone, and I dip on her like I'm Jim Jones. Yes, y'all, heard the rest, who the best, y'all? You slept, dog, I'm a threat, what you rap, dog? Respect, dog, here's a bone, go and fetch, dog. Mr. Map, y'all. My favorite letter is F, y'all. As I continue where we left off, next off the list, another hater is checked off. Get lost, your trick, check boss or bets off. More music and less talk, I'm talking about.
Baby, am I dope, so proud.
You already know, man.
But night grows.
I walk down the street, people look at me and say,
who the hell are you?
I'm just an average Joe.
Dr. Yorgo, the EQ on this will make Zarface's brain bleed. He'll become so enraged he'll self-destruct. Don't be so foolish, you oaf. I knew Suckface would be stupid enough to surface again.
Sir, it's Zar, and they love him because he's a hero.
Well, every hero needs a villain.
Rocking the microphone for always, it's none other than me, Al Ketter, and the man, M.I.C.
Hey, hey!
With another installment of Clandestine Transmission here at ImageEyeNation.com.
Set, I know, right? That was,
set
pretty,
right.
That was pretty smooth.
Post-it note comes in handy. You gotta post it. Keep it posted. As I said, Clandestine Transmission, ImageEyeNation.com, music and shenanigans of some kind,
that's
which
what,
are sure to befall us at some point during this program.
That's what's on deck.
Speaking of deck, that was new music from Zarface,
Zarface,
of course, it's comprised of one Rebel INS, a.k.a. Inspector Deck of Wu-Tang Clan, and MC esoteric Boston zone, Massachusetts, boy done good.
Represent. Yes.
MC Esoteric from 7L and Esoteric.
Yeah.
And I think it's probably 7L making the beats over there, if memory serves correct. That was Nightcrawler featuring Method Man from their forthcoming sequel to their Czarface project.
Every hero needs a villain.
That's what it's called. Yep.
I'm over here looking up. Comes out in June. It's got all kinds of stuff on it. MF Doom. Who else? Action Bronson? No, that was the old one.
Method Man. I think Bronson is on the new one.
Large Professor.
Yeah, it's... I'm looking forward to it.
I would suggest you get it.
I would suggest you pre-order it, actually.
Yeah, pre-order it, and you get this fancy bundle that has, like, a comic book and stickers and, like, a t-shirt and, like, vinyl.
Yeah. I already pre-ordered mine. I got the first batch of pre-orders with the blue and red vinyl.
Sexy.
This new the new bundle's got the clear vinyl.
Clear vinyl.
Yeah. She can hear it clearly. In the background right now, music from another supervillain, MF Doom. Hey. This is of course the original version of Dead Bent, the Fondalum version of Dead Bent.
Fondalum Records.
Not the version that's on Operation Doomsday, but the original 12-inch mix, it's the same, but it's different. It's a little tweaked, you know. Yeah.
You got that given to you from Bobito.
Back in the day. If by given by you mean he put the record out and I bought it, sure.
There you go. See? It's all coming together.
Like the A-Team?
Bobito was in the A-Team.
With Hannibal and Mad Murdock?
He's one of their cousins.
B.A. Baracus.
B.A. Bobito.
There you go. We got more music. M.I.C. came through this week with Mad Joints. He came through with the...
It's the springtime.
Yeah.
You need to have the joints coming as you're cruising around in your ride. With the windows down. And also, you know, folks have just been releasing albums.
We're not revisiting that whole situation.
We did last week, yeah.
Yeah, no, we're not revisiting that again.
It's that time. Just,
yeah.
But, nah. There's, people just dropping albums, dropping singles. It is the time of year.
It's the time of the season.
Tis the season to drop the beats in.
Nice. And, like you said, for cruising around with the windows down, a la James Todd Smith. We got more music that's suited, particularly suited for doing just that. We got music from Tyler the Creator. It's called Two Seater. It's going to be coming at you next on the Clandestine Transmission, ImageEyeNation.com.
Automatic, you pick. Shit is static as shit. make sense. If don't follow exit, him might take the back street. Hit the house, got all sports car like his garages. Gym, two sapphires on him, neck, next is precious. Gym's not AMG, it's him. Boy, I will eat him. Bim's new energy, you got that old shit, your words deep. Pins him, got a warranty, don't care if him scratch him rims again.
You tell me I got too much speed, and I should slow down. But I can't. Did you try? Girl, I get a rush when we spin in my car. Speeding in my car, and sometimes it's too much. I know some dudes that are fine, that carry Rugers and Shotters. I'm fucking shoot at your Honda, then fucking zoom out of Mazda. Them golf boys is bad for you like them food at McDonald's. Boy, I'm a king and I ain't lying, boy, you're cool and I'm a Tata. Better watch for them hyenas if you flex if they saw them. They catch so many checks, they calling them Tyler McConnell. I'm trying to ball like I was Dom O'Connor or 09 or probably September. Boy, I'm just rhyming these syllables like my genitals. Album cover looking like the mascot of the Timberwolves skate park in Pemberton. Hoping that I ditch the cords and go pick up the pen again. Cause I kill the dark shit like I'm motherfucking Zimmerman. Turn around and lose pounds like I'm fucking Timberland and buy pounds. I mean, it give him any cop brick like a wall with pig in it. Now money coming out the blue like cops are changing fits and shit. I'm killing it. Skate on them concrete waves. But now I switch gears to hit a cylinder's pump. The beat dump, don't get it twisted, boy, my balls in the trunk. Hey.
Can you roll my window up?
The fuck you turn my music down for, man?
Can you roll my window up?
Why? Damn.
Cause it's windy.
I love it when you have
gotta stop being scared. Welcome everybody. Yeah, thank you a lot for coming. It means a lot to me. Steady out with my knee, plenty of botany. Damn, bad chick on top of me, pornography. And I know she only want me for my guapery. Let me get my voice right. Gary, sorry. 1, 2, 3, 4. It's the first time ever. Yo, fuck this jacket. I turned this shit to 85 napkins. Since she done done, I'm now the captain. Trust you, me, got them safer now. But there's always a new joker in town. Ready to smoke you with that pan. But when he shoot it, the flag says bang and everybody laughs. He must be open off the molly tab. I'm by the bar looking Swedish in a trench coat, stupid. The only one drinking mango lassie in a bullpen. My lips are sealed like the singer with bad skin. My need for speed made the jack spin. Dog, I resurrect Freaky Todd and do my ad-libs. Overseas, I probably got mad kids that I don't even know about. You better slow down, baby. I'm still young, fuck it. Gotta use it while it works. Nothing lasts forever, or does it? Fuck it. Shout out to my cousins, all of them. Take it back to playing handball and smoking on the park benches. Dipping cabs and hopping fences. Laughing all the way back to the building running. Got to the door, twist the key. Elevator waiting for me, 100. Got upstairs and fixed 11 bowls of Crispix. Grabbed the Snapple out the bin. No one's an even match for the kid. Legs are made of stone, the back of a bridge. In goal line situations, I'll tackle the fridge. Piece the mic, dick of 50 on a light fixture. Right side shift, the fight fixer. Twist your sister, and I ain't talking about the headband. Motherfucker, it's Bam Bam doing I with the I can't even get this fucking right, are you kidding me? I'm ashamed of myself. I'm sorry.
Clandestine Transmission is back. The sob story.
Hey, when I first met Rob,
you didn't have a sob.
Didn't have a sob. NYC used to have a sob. I was.
Did you really? You used to have a sob.
My aunt had a sob in Germany in the service. Her uncle came to the States with the sob. Somehow the sob got to my grandparents. And somehow the Saab ended up in my hands. Saab was dope. Had the moonroof.
Yes.
You know, German engineering.
I don't think it's German.
It's not German.
It's like Swedish or Finland or some shit like that. It's Dutch.
It's from Iceland.
it's from one of those countries where the white people come from.
Anyway, Saab was fresh. Saab was dope until the Saab all of a sudden. One by one, the gears went, reverse went, couldn't park anywhere, I had to back up. Yeah.
Not one of the stories that the leaders of the new school told on Sob Story.
That's the remix.
I was really excited. I wanted to play Leaders of the New School Sob Story in the background. And then I pulled out the 12-inch. And...
I was not here at the time.
Funny enough, you were. But, there's no instrumental of the regular album version of Sob Story on there. There's only the remix, which is
Sob Story itself.
Yeah, I'm telling you my Sob Story. And, before that, of course, none other than, the Bronzolino, Action Bronson, which Action. Actually, you know, earlier... Little Fish Inc.'s own M. Cody was telling you about our trip to the mall.
Action Bronson was at the mall?
I wish, but we went to Zoomies. Zoomies.
The
skate / streetwear version of Hot Topic. And I mean that literally. They're like owned by Hot Topic. And They were playing the Action Bronson album in the store, actually. I was like, all right.
It's a good it's like that. Action sports and like all these like other like large scale skate trendy. I mean, they sell like Obey and shit there. They sell the hundreds there and fucking Betty Gold.
They had nothing cool.
They have nothing cool like in the store.
Because I ordered
sunglasses like, online there from them because they had them on clearance. And
I've been in the store and they've had like Mishka, which you know that's my brand. Mishka and the What's hundreds that? And stuff like that, but
they don't sell like
yesterday when I was in there, they had absolutely nothing. Yeah, they don't. It's weird.
But it's like those stores sell like the regular shit. You gotta go like to the actual brand. You know, brands know what they're doing. It's like I have my own store.
Well, yeah. Come by the cool shit. When I like walked in there and saw like a Mishka shirt, I was like, you motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Because you know I'm paying top dollar to buy that from the internet.
Yeah, but you're buying shirts that they don't sell it at
Zoomies. I'm actually wearing a Mishka shirt right now.
That shirt is not at Zoomies.
It just dawned on me. Yeah. But
anyway.
Like I said, that was Action Bronson with Brand New Car. Because he's got a brand new car, he's got a jazz guitar. That's what I'm talking about.
He likes those.
It's true. I like him too. And we started that little set off with Tyler the Creator with Two Seater. In case you couldn't tell,
Two Seater.
That was dedicated to those who were rolling in their car with the window down, like MIC was saying.
That is dedicated to all the cool guys out there with the Polaris slingshots, which MIC wants to get his hands on because those things look like fun. It's basically like an adult go kart.
Yep.
Go Google it right now. Polaris slingshot. It looks like a freaking some kind of Batmobile.
Yeah, it does. It does look a little bit like
it's like a Batmobile and like a Kira's Batmobile. Motorcycle like got squished together, and you got this funky looking thing, and yeah, it looks fresh for you dipping around town.
But can you roll the window down?
There's no windows.
Yeah. So there's no rolling slow with the window down and the booming system.
You were rolling fast doing donuts. All right, what do you do if you had a three-wheeled vehicle? Can you do a donut?
I can do a donut. Yeah, because your turning radius is like zero, son.
You're doing a munchkin.
Donut, yeah.
No hole in that donut.
The strangest things just went through my mind based on those two statements.
Oh.
Which is a reminder. We've hinted at it in the past. If you're listening, I'm not gonna say tuning in, but if you're downloading the podcast, feel free to drop us a line on the Facebook. You can visit the Imagi Nation Facebook page. You can contact either of us probably at our private Facebook pages, which I don't think it's any secret where we are. Get ignored. Send us a message on Twitter or whatever.
Sure.
Whichever method of communication suits you. Email is old now, so I'm not going to say email. Don't even bother. My email inbox is just full of trash. But any of the aforementioned methods, feel free.
We need to get a P.O. box so you get
some jail mail.
Some jail mail.
Because they're downloading us
from B-Block.
Oh boy. On that note, I think we're gonna go back to a little bit more music. We got new music from Lyrics Born.
LB.
Yes.
The homie.
Yes. We've seen Lyrics Born live how many ten times? I mean seriously.
We've got to New York to see him.
Yes. We've seen him in Providence, we saw him in Boston, we saw him in Northampton. I mean,
took him out to get an ice cream.
Yes. No, he didn't. He did not have. Well, he didn't have. Did he have ice cream, or did,
I don't
Kate,
know.
Or did Kate have ice cream?
All I think remember Kate might going have had ice through a drive-through with Lyrics Born and him telling us stories about
all I remember
Del the Funky Homo Sapien
is going through the drive-through with Kate on my lap.
that's something to remember.
That's what I remember. No, yeah, taking Lyrics Born to like Denny's.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah.
I mean, lots of fun stories about Del the Funky Homo Sapien, like I said, like Mike said, rather. I think he may have written the lyrics to the Do That There remix, which mentioned Mount Holyoke, while here in the Pioneer Valley.
Nah, he's dope.
Yeah, I have a history of describing him as the hardest working man in showbiz. His live shows have always been just incredible.
Mm-hmm.
One of the most outstanding live performers I have ever seen in my life. And he's back. He's back in the new album that he's got out, Real People.
Real People.
He's experimenting with like live bands. I guess him and Joey Velarde like moved to New Orleans for a short period of time.
Yeah, they're down. They got the joint with the
worked with a bunch of artists out of New Orleans. So it's something a little different. It's something a little different than the type of shit that I'm usually into. It's something different compared to what he's been doing for the last several years, because he's been doing like some pseudo hyphy, like real Bay Area type shit.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But it's dope. It's dope. We're gonna let you hear some of it right now. A joint called Sriracha, right here on Clandestine Transmission. ImageEyeNation.com.
No, the smoking yellow with a bottle of Oman and a sip of Coca-Cola, no lie. With the homie bone money on trombone, a Bobby on bass, big band, baritone, saxophone, hold on, no lie. Cause I could trap it with the homies in the freshest street tone, trap with execs, fight like Shetland sheepdogs. Oh, it was so fantastic, yeah, this is Sebastian, the mountains of Aspen, dampin'. Like a dope addict in the open eye, Copenhagen, smoking like an automatic weapon when I'm going at it, bang! You want some, get some, get it out your system! Like a damn sock puppet. So don't piss me off. Got a history of blatant disregard. In a feather fedora, inexpensive couture, looking hella mature. Y'all green like algae, I'm seasoned like Lowry's. Here I am, Al Green, horn told the downbeat. Shining very bright in this motherfucker. A mic very white in this motherfucker. 20 piece funk band, strings, brass, drum, track, keys, bass, love that Japanese funk man, bang! You want some? Get some? Get it out your system. That's a sizzling intensity beat. It hits you instantly, that tingling feeling, that's called an epiphany. So when you came to the correct conclusion, what you're hearing best, at least the best in music. Y'all children shit, field trip shit, find the builder shit. I got a toy box that's filled with shit. I got a voice box that killed this shit. Cause I built this shit, drilled it, nailed it, sealed this shit. Y'all ain't doing nothing, I tore down the walls. Y'all stole the copper plumbing, y'all steal this shit. Bang! You want some, get some, get an action system. Change shit up, metamorphosis. I can't say that.
can't make this up. This bullshit, this some vagrant stuff. What you call this here, man? This ain't a club. Maybe I make a club with some paper cups and a tank of truck for the Jameson. Introducing my fragrance, it's called Eau de France. Spray you some. You want some? Get some. Get it out your system.
Bitch, I just got out. Still rapping, slapping kittens and grabbing my cock. I'm the artist, the golf artist, the hard as a rock. You gon' fuck around and make me knockin' fruit juice loose. Banana, your watermelon, and pomegranate too. Rhyming kung fu, that split bamboo. Crowd rockin', ain't no stopping that rapping ass fool. I been bad, bro, what you getting mad for? I won't have to fuck you up. I eat flames up, shit fire out. Make me light my butt. Excuse me, with me, I got a lot of goofy. Hard to have a fucking dollhouse like Snoopy. Curtains go up, it's going down to that thing out the frame with my band. Ow! Come on, come on. Feel right in this motherfucker.
Right.
Feel good in this motherfucker.
Right.
My whole hood in this motherfucker.
Right.
And we gon' rock this motherfucker.
All night.
Feel right in this motherfucker.
Right.
Feel good in this motherfucker.
Right.
My whole hood in this motherfucker.
Right.
And we gon' rock this motherfucker.
All night.
And we gon' rock this motherfucker.
All night.
And we gon' rock this motherfucker.
All night.
She trying to pull it out my pocket. Don't yank on the motherfucker's soul, you gon' pull it out of the socket. It's exercise with thighs and hip muscles. Let's exercise, you gon' burn some lip muscles. Let the music work your ear muscles. And if it's skinny, then use your little muscles. A bad bag and too bad for these duffels. But blah, blah, can smash when we hustle. Last time you had a knuckle sandwich, huh? Last time nigga, this was so far up your head, you couldn't handle it. You can't stand it. To make matters worse, I gotta go to the studio with Bruno Mars on another planet. Don't get mad, I'm just saying. Don't believe it cause I'm saying it, bitch. Believe it cause I'm tanned. I'm doing the rapping and busting, rising on the scratching and cutting. Come on, come on. Feel right in this motherfucker.
Right.
Feel good in this motherfucker.
Right.
My whole hood in this motherfucker.
Right.
And we gon' rock this motherfucker.
All night.
Feel right in this motherfucker.
Right.
Feel good in this motherfucker.
Right.
My whole hood in this motherfucker.
Right.
And we gon' rock this motherfucker.
All night.
And we gon' rock this motherfucker.
All night.
And we gon' rock this motherfucker.
All night. A nigga back. Say it again. Feel right in this motherfucker. Right.
Feel good in this motherfucker.
Right.
My whole hood in this motherfucker.
Right.
And we gon' rock this motherfucker.
All night.
Feel right in this motherfucker.
Right.
Feel good in this motherfucker.
Right.
My whole hood in this motherfucker.
Right.
And we gon' rock this motherfucker.
All night.
Nigga, we gon' rock this motherfucker.
All night.
And we gon' rock this motherfucker.
All night.
Girls, to look good from the back, girls. Drop it low, make it clap, girls. In the mirror, Snapchat girls. Neck rolling in a circle, two snaps, girls. None of that, girls. Keep playing and you might get slapped, girls. The black girls who like black girls. Ass walk past and you both look back, girls. Used to run track, girls. Books in the backpack, girls. I ain't never seen the trap, girls. My daddy taught me better than that, girls. Black girls made white girls wanna twerk. Black girl was the first girl on earth. Black girls gotta know they worth. And every black girl gotta know this verse. Black girls like music when they do it, so they gotta put their back into it. Black girls like music, got some pain in them. Same pain that you feel when you ain't with them. Black girls like music, got some rhythm in them. Gotta have a good rap just to get with them. Black girls like music, they can move to. Have a drink, smoke a blunt, and cruise too. And all the black girls say, yeah. 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 Get it, girl. Get it, girl. Get it, get it, get it, get it, get it, girl. Get it, girl. Get it, girl. Get it, get it, get it, get it, get it, girl. Black girls be like magic in some ways. When they smiling, ain't nothing but sun rays. Black girls got weaves and afros. Independent, they don't need your cash flow. Black girls in LA go to Northridge. Getting paid, she ain't taking care of your kids. Some black girls like to do yoga now. I go to class just to watch them bend over wild. Some black girls be half white, but still say they black. Is that alright? Black girls at the Fatburger drive-thru. Free fries, but they hate to be lied to. If you got a black girl beside you, please believe you gotta ride or die, boo. Black's not just the color of a skin, but a deeper shade of soul within. Black girls like music when they do it, so they gotta put their back into it. Black girls like music, got some pain in them. Same pain that you feel when you ain't with them. Black girls like music, got some rhythm in them. Gotta have a good rap just to get with them. Black girls like music, they can move to. Have a drink, smoke a blunt, and cruise too. And all the black girls say, yeah. 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 Get it, girl. Get it, girl. Get it, get it, get it, get it, get it, girl. Get it, girl. Get it, girl. Get it, get it, get it, get it, get it, girl.
Yes. Woohoo! Clandestine Transmission, back again. El Keter MIC. None other than Merce. You know, I mean, we're kind of getting a little friendly with the artists.
Yeah, this is when I put this playlist together.
In this section.
Yeah.
Because Merce. Real cool guy. Again, had the chance to actually, you know, have a not quite a sit down, more like a stand up.
Yeah, this is
a stand up and talk.
We chit chatted with him.
You know, we also had the chance to speak with him on the radio back when we were on the terrestrial airwaves.
Sure.
It's just one of our favorite guys. Just in general.
I was like, I wonder if I still got dude's info on my phone.
And I do.
There
it is.
Let's call Merz right now.
I'm sure that phone number is not good anymore.
That shit is from like 10 years ago.
It's like, it's like 2004. Just after he signed with Def Jux. When they were still Def Jux, I don't think they'd even changed to Definitive Jux.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah. But that was Merce. New music from his. How old is the album? Down from
this came
for
out
a minute.
This week.
This week, really?
Came out Tuesday.
Well, there you go. Brand ass spanking new, with Black Girls Be Like. Hey, I'm Cody. What do black girls be like?
Black girls be like, I'm gonna take this bag and I'm gonna freak it.
Yeah. They also be like playing Assassin's Creed Chronicles, which is what you were doing a little while ago.
They'd be wearing poo Vans.
Yep.
Not poo like the doo-doo. Poo like the bear.
Yes.
I'm watering my plants.
Yo, we're working on the remix right now.
Oh boy. You also heard, you also heard, the sounds of Mark Ronson with Mystical.
Mr. Cab!
Mystical back from jail, because that is where he's been all this time.
That's
he's
right.
He's been in jail.
He needed to wash himself.
He was in the pokey.
He did not make that True Detective cameo that I thought was going to happen.
You thought he was going
to pop up in Carcosa.
He was going to be the spaghetti man, show up in Carcosa. Oh, jeez. Speaking of which, I'm going to take the time right now to just interject a little Imagination information.
Okay.
I promise that at some point in the near future, I will actually get around to doing my recap on season one of True Detective.
Oh, I know, I'll write it up.
Season two is coming.
You need to do it right before season two drops.
And I have a lot of things to say regarding the occult subtext of season one of True Detective. There was sort of a lot of hullabaloo about it.
LP was just talking about it.
People started to think, like, you know, Cthulhu was going to show up in the show and all kinds of crazy bullshit, which was never going to happen. But I have a lot of things to say about it.
You do.
I just have not gotten around to actually sitting down and writing about it. I promise it will happen eventually. Like MIC said, probably right before season two.
When does that come out?
Soon. It's soon. We should know this. But you know what? I'm upset because Gilligan or whatever the dude. No, that's. Is that the dude from. No, that's. That's.
No, that's not X-Files. That's Breaking Bad.
It's the girl from X-Files, though. It's. Scully.
What?
Jillian.
Jillian Anderson?
Yes. Anyway, the dude who wrote True Detective and is writing True Detective season two.
Nick Pizzolatto.
That's the guy. He originally said that season two was going to be about the secret occult history
of the
California transportation system. And he has since said, no, it won't. It will not be about that at all. So, I was like, aw.
June 21st.
So, It's
coming out.
But, like I was saying before we got sidetracked by True Detective, you did hear Mark Ronson with Mystical. Feel right.
Mark Ronson.
Yes, Ronson, who you also heard from on Brand New Car there with Ashton
Ronson. Yeah, that's right.
Because he did produce that. And we did start the last set off with new music from Lyrics Born, Sir Racha. And like I said, we had seen Lyrics Born live just a baker's dozen times,
yep.
Probably. You know, maybe nearly as many times we have seen the next artist who we're going to play on the show, which is Gift of Gab.
Gift of Gab, Blackalicious.
Because we have seen Blackalicious, again, Northampton, Boston, Providence.
We followed them around for a little bit.
Several times. I, you know, there is somewhere on the internet floating around a photograph of yourself and myself with the Gift of Gab and several other members of the Quantum Posse.
Sure. I gotta put those up for Throwback Thursday.
I have a full head of hair in that picture. It's crazy.
You do not
have a full head of hair, I think you might be wearing a jaunty cap. A jaunty cap in that thing picture.
Might have a little cap on.
I think you also might be wearing glasses. Maybe. You might be.
I'm about to look it up.
Not wearing glasses now.
No.
Makes me think that they were a sham.
I got the LASIK. Got the super sham. LASIK. But anyway, Blacklicious apparently is doing a crowdfunded album. Head on over to, I don't know what the name of the website is. Anyway, it's called Amani Volume 1. But, Pledge Music, that's what they're teaming up with, to bring you this album, which I am going to throw them some bones when I get home. But yeah, cool stuff. I got handwritten lyric sheets. What? Fantastic.
Indeed.
They got tons of stuff. T-shirts and whatnot.
Because when you donate money, obviously they give you some kind of like bonus content of some kind.
Put your name in the album credits.
We got music from Gift of Gab. Gift of Gab and producer LaOrange. Yeah, I don't want to make him do like a fake French accent when saying it, so it's like
like L'Oreal.
Yeah.
LaOrange
or Le Eggs. Remember those back in the day? The ladies' pantyhose that came in a plastic egg.
Came in an egg?
They came in a plastic egg.
Yeah, man.
And they were called the eggs.
I used to punt those things across the Bradley's showroom.
I'm like,
what about Le Car? Remember Le Car? L-E-C-A-R? Le Car. It was real.
I'm about to pull a picture up right now.
But,
you know, crack up.
Gift of Gab, yes. L'Oreal. Yes. With circles,
sheer energy,
circles around circles. Here on the clandestine transmission, imageination.com.
Verbally, I'm murdering the track again. I lyrically will kill them using synonyms and acronyms. Super rap avenger, tapping into past. I venture passing, drifting to the center mass. Invented rap adventures. Class is now incessant, children. I leap impressive buildings in single bounds as phony rappers feel the pressure building. Their rhymes are less appealing than a crooked ex-offender. I keep forever sending heaven-sent intelligence. When the party's over, I relax in linen, sex, and women. Like I'm perpetually better than the best that did it. I don't invest in critics' views, I manifest through lyrics. After the spot is blown to smithereens, you guess who did it. Lyrically, I'm the purple kush after they let you hit it. Executive of wrecking MCs for the heck of it. And I'll be the letterman beheading MCs, hit and grill them over a fireplace at camp embedded in the hills. See, that which never kills them is nothing that I rap. So any type of crown you seek is something I'ma get. I shatter rappers' worlds as if they was a China set. Even the thought of battling me is like a sign of death.
Rap circles around it.
Serve words with nerve. Well, damn, you heard, man, you heard.
Caught your radius for watching ceiling fans go round trying to catch that feeling. That's the shape of things to come. MC lying is dying.
Why don't you give her 8 weeks in a residence party?
Around circles, certain now is curtains. It's my purpose now to hurt you. Serving power virtual through the verbs and nouns I lurk through. Murking people's turfs and towns that blurt the doubtful curses. Peep the metamorphosis from the secret clever forces. They will be forever lost in sonic deep endeavors often. Here to lead the way of rhyme to each and every lost one. When I see a rapper's head, I seek to sever off one. Keeping every awesome bar discreet until I floss them. Keep excelling very far and free while letting awesome. My meridians exploding like some popcorn. Fly so high that literally coming down's no option. Circles around circles around circles round you all. MCs ain't wanna stand for nothing, y'all are bound to fall. They call me Gift Omega, I rip and drag you through the agony of tragedy and sad defeat and drown you with the raw.
Red circles around it.
Serve words with nerve. You
feel that when you spit it. The fuck up rotation.
Well, damn, you heard, man, you heard.
Guard your radius. Watching selling fans go round trying to catch that feeling.
That's the shape of things to come. And life is kind of bad.
Still Carlito with the Nino when I'm feeling Magneto. Controlling metal, regimental bullets through your people.
Dancing, dancing with damsels in Zanzibar. Got a handle on Hannibal, hit the Alps. COD revolver revolves in a vault, a voltage high sky. Dive with diamonds and dial out.
That's just filled with dandelions and daiquiris that dilute them. Arabian arrow unlocking, disconnect and conclude them. I switch around a clavicle, grabbing you gummy gators. The posture is paramount to the palace of high creators.
Who has the antidote for toad is still on Santa Claus? We chant the anti-free, six vandals on evangelists. All like the candlesticks in Rumblefish, Los Angeles. Pull up with pugilists, compute they risk the scandalous.
Fast car, freeway, engine revving relay. Bunny on my side playing DJ. First we pulling up, then pulling out. 400 horses up, and then we out.
Black Jesus.
Fast car, freeway, engine revving relay. Bunny on my side playing DJ. First we pulling up, then pulling out. 400 horses up, and then we out.
Black Jesus.
Zeki's and Adi stepping out that Roddy on rattle. Swarovski, Godiva, Cinderella strapped to the saddle. To Corey around the glow down at the Galaxy Gala. Sheik spritzes all around just acting like it don't matter.
Minted monster car, power bikes and Monte Carlos. Muscle machine scenes, leaning over pinky is clean. Goldie speaking, multi-linking, hold my mixer. They won't be thinking as we sinking on this Brinks truck.
Ceramic on vanilla, golden chocolate, diamond sci-fi. Herrera, Carolina, Provana, some naughty nana. The essence of a jeweler, Coco Chanel and Cabana. Zambia for the weekend with Mistress Marijuana.
Cooler raging bulls hit the center, cooling a gang. Rather cool as a fan. Bazooka under flannel, star spangled speech for barons with bolted barrels. 110, clacking McLaren, shot past Camaros.
Fast car, freeway, engine revving relay. Bunny on my side playing DJ. First we pulling up, then pulling out. 400 horses up, and then we out.
Black Jesus.
Fast car, freeway, engine revving relay. Bunny on my side playing DJ. First we pulling up, then pulling out. 400 horses up, and then we out.
Black Jesus.
Clandestine Transmission, back again. The music, new music from Prefuse 73 in the background, with Applauded Assumptions, which, Prefuse 73 has been, like, on the low for the last several years. Like, he was putting out, album after album there for a while, and then things have gone kind of quiet, but, he's got a slew of weird little releases out right now, and this new record is dope. dope. You're definitely gonna hear more from it on future podcasts. And you just heard new music from none other than Camp Low.
Loa.
Yes. The Loa.
Sonny Chiba.
That was Black Jesus. And so what is that? That's from the new album or the forthcoming album or what do you know about that, Mike?
I have no clue.
You know, you downloaded it off the internet. That's what you know.
I know it was on something.
Yeah. Well, we were just talking about
it. It's new album. Ragtime High Times.
Ragtime High Times. That cover is fucking awesome.
Sonny Chi, Geechee Suede.
Yes. MIC was just remarking that songs like, you know, Coolie High and Lucini will come up in his shuffle. And then he'll listen to a song like the one we just heard, Black Jesus, and it's like they haven't aged.
No.
In the last 20 something years, I guess they've been in the game, and it's true. Like, yo, their voices sound exactly the same. It's crazy, and they still got Ski on the beats.
It's like a Guru and Premier really didn't part ways and just kept making albums that, you know, sounded exactly like pretty much their whole collection. It'd be 2015 with another premiere song.
So you're basically saying that Camp Low have not found their solar.
No. they did not solar themselves.
No. Before the Camp Low, like I said during the last break, new music from Gift of Gab. Low Orange.
Gabba Gabba.
With Circles Around Circles, which that surprised me, because, you know, the last couple things Gab's put out as just, you know, his solo work or whatever, mm-hmm. has been a smidge removed from the Black Alicious sound.
Yeah.
Which, because nobody sounds like...
GXL wasn't producing those.
Nobody sounds like Quantum. Nobody sounds like what Quantum used to sound like. You know what I mean? There's nobody that makes beats that sound like them. There's nobody that, you know, has, like, the crates either. Like, I mean, because, I mean, we've spent time with all the... Even the side DJs and stuff like that, and they all know their records. You know what I mean? That's not what's hot these days. You know what I'm saying? And listening to that, yo, the beats on that, it was just like boom bap, back to the days of you know, Alphabet Aerobics and shit. Mm-hmm. I was floored.
Dusty crates.
You know, I was definitely floored by that.
Yeah, the whole Mellow Music Group albums in the same vein.
Because we didn't mention what album it was from. It is from the Mellow Music Group compilation. It has music from Open Mike Eagle and some other stuff on it.
I can't remember. Odyssey.
Yep.
Who else is on there?
MIC is stumped.
I can't. I'm stumped.
He's stumped.
But yeah, go check it.
Yeah. We're going to get into a handful of songs. Some folks we were lucky enough to see live and in person.
Word up.
Not last week. Was it last weekend? It was last Saturday, right?
No.
Previous Saturday?
Maybe.
It was the previous Saturday. So yeah, not last Saturday, MIC is going crazy.
Woo!
Over here.
I was getting tangled up over here.
Yeah.
But yeah, went down to Providence, Rhode Island.
Yeah.
Columbus Theater. Yo, go see a show there.
That definitely...
Two thumbs way
it's
up.
It's a venue that definitely gets both thumbs up.
Super unique. It's an actual, like, theater.
Yes. It's a historical theater. It's on the historical register. They got a big room downstairs,
mm-hmm.
smaller room upstairs.
But the smaller room is big too.
It's an intimate space. It's a really fantastic place to see an act. I gotta say,
sound was dope.
The sound quality of that show was stupendous.
Yeah.
Their PA and the guy that they have working the sound was just amazing. because you know me, we go to see shows and we're just like, oh my god, the sound is terrible. What the hell?
Yeah, it's not nothing to do with the sound man. Yeah. Or the sound. It's just the venues just don't care.
I mean, it sounded fantastic, and for being in a converted movie theater,
mm-hmm.
because it was an old school. It was actually a porn theater for a while. And now has been converted into a performance space. It's just incredible. The space is nice. The sound is just fantastic.
They got snacks and stuff there. They got a little snack bar. They got beverages, alcoholic beverages, other beverages, popcorn and stuff. So it's like you go to other venues, you ain't getting nothing. You're getting a horrible...
You're getting $9 water.
You get a $9 water and a $20 watered down beer.
Yeah.
And no type of snacks.
Yeah, I don't know how much I paid for. I had like a rum and coke.
They had wine there too.
At what's that place in Boston? I saw Odd Future at.
The Royale or whatever. Royale.
Yeah, I had a drink there, and I was just like, I don't know. I paid like 15. Yeah. I paid like $15 for a drink or something. Some preposterous amount of money. So definitely, if you have the chance, if you're in the region, if you're in Boston, if you're in Connecticut, here in Massachusetts, whatever, and somebody's coming up to the Columbus Theater who you want to see, don't hesitate, go. If you have the option of seeing them there, go see them.
Word, yeah. Go follow them on Facebook or whatever. Stay up on what shows are coming there, because we were sleeping.
Yeah, me and M. Cody were talking about it actually, and she was just like, "Hey, if somebody else comes through, we should go to another show there, because it was just a really nice venue."
Yeah,
and we were lucky enough to see Y, Serengeti, and we were introduced to a new act called Stranger Cat. Who was a label mate of Serengeti's that was a huge surprise.
They were awesome.
Like, for a band that, you go and you're like, who the fuck is this? I've never heard of the, it's the opening act. And you never know who it's going to be.
It's like some local folks from around the way or what?
They absolutely killed.
Yeah.
So we're going to play some tracks from all of them coming up next. We're gonna start off with something from Y. It's going back a few years to his Elephant Eyelash LP. And I guess I should clarify by saying Y, I mean Yoni Wolf. Because he is who was Y back in the day on Anticon.
Who was Y?
I know, it's a weird thing to say.
That's his next
album. When that was just his rapper name. So, when I say Y, I mean Yoni Wolf. Even though now Y is the name of his band.
Mm-hmm.
When we saw him at Columbus, he was solo, did a hip-hop set, and, did a bunch of songs from his catalog.
Mm.
And just ripped it. I was really, really impressed with his showmanship as well.
Yeah.
I was, it was crazy.
No, I mean all three of them, because it was at a theater and there's like a piano there.
And they're like 10 feet away from you.
They jumped on the piano and like changed. That show was entirely different than any show that they did.
No
on the
one
floor.
Else saw that same
no,
show.
No, no one else saw that show like the way it was. Because even like the Stranger Cat, like I think you look on YouTube. Because they got a cover of Chandelier that they performed. That was like, wow. It blew me out of my socks.
Chandelier cover.
Homegirl killed it.
She just
on the
it.
Piano. Yep. So it was like, oh, we got a piano here? Oh, we about to get busy.
Yeah.
Which is great.
But we are going to get into something from Y, Yoni Wolf, whatever. However you want to call it. It's Rubber Traits from his Elephant Eyelash LP. And it's coming at you next?
Yeah.
always be on film. To be caught in the cut, coffee sober. Bing diddy ding diddy ding ding bum bum boulder. Unscratched lenses of a brand new prescription. Drawing days from a stack deck of cards and doing. I should cut down my caloric intake. I should go to sleep hungry and wake up with my guts knotted up and ears open like a burnt down hut. Like taffy, hump gentle on a bed of nails, and feel salt to widen eyes like a cut up clam's tongue does. I wanna dump early on and be empty the rest. I want a patch of blue sky to follow me. Unfold an origami death mask and cut my DNA with rubber traits. Pull apart the double helix like a wishbone. Always be working on a suicide note. I don't want to.
Productive, fully charged cock and pointed. Keep a tape recorder on my bedside table. Sweats, only the pants that fit the best. No belts, no cuffs. Walk tone, yet loose. Keep peeled, eyes blue. To attend, watch it fly, hit a pane of glass till it gets real bunny. His stomach swells up and he dies.
Dangerous, waiting for this to come. It's draining and feeling numb. Struggling for change still. This forest, this town fills. This basement's a real drag. Hoisting the white flag, waiting for this to come. Explaining and feeling dumb. Pomo is dangerous. Basement is filled with dust. Haven't been moving much. So and so's gonna be marvelous.
It's falling to springtime. Aren't you glad that it doesn't feel like spring? spring and the fall been a long winter ahead to be waiting for you in the winter. Then you'll say that you wish that it felt like fall. You wish that it feels like fall. You wish that it feels like
optimistic in a start. We're gonna make it happen in the end. And the sun and the birds are singing. And my brain is humming and we're not saying nothing yet.
Dust is a real drag, the basement is so sad. It seems that what we had should have been more glad. The dream of the move back, the dust and the time lapse, the dark and the mismatch, the feeling that we're trapped after the innocence and living remembrance. The dream during late nights, the still of the dead day, the wanting to get away, the sadness to go back, the feeling that we're trapped. I'd like to get that back. Fall in the springtime, aren't you glad that it doesn't feel like spring in the fall then? A long winter ahead could be waiting for you in the winter. Then you'll say that you wish that it felt like fall. You wish that it feels like spring. Do you feel anything?
Daily face with the saintly grace, say the aim we made in the angry days, in the drawn down shades, in the basement maze, with a look of crazy, you look amazed, in the saintly ways, aren't you amazed, with the drawn down shades, in the daily face, with the saintly grace, on the ancient grace, in the drawn down maze, in the drawn down haze. Even want to be found.
For the whole month with the Zydeco music. It's El Keter and MIC with the clandestine transmission here on imageidation.com.
You're all Zydeco podcast.
that's about as bad as the fish.
Nah,
the fish
I will
Dave
take
Matthews Blue Traveler podcast.
All the Zydeco over all of the Barefoot Jam Band podcast all day long.
Jam Band.
Jam Band Zydeco podcast might be the worst thing. Worse than just normal Jam Band podcast.
It's all real bad.
Sorry, Zydeco Jam Band fans. That music sucks. You've got horrible taste.
All two of you.
You've got horrible taste in music.
Indeed. In the background right now, you are listening to the sounds of Lapalux. With Push and Spun from the Lustmore LP. Brand new music. Before that, you heard also new music from Stranger Cat.
Stranger Cat.
Was I Lost It from their debut LP, In the Wilderness, which I bought on vinyl when we saw them live at the Columbus Theater.
You did.
In Providence, Rhode Island. Yeah. Got the vinyl. The vinyl came with a nice little MP3 download, covering all the bases.
That's how you do it.
That is how you do it. Just so you know, just so you who's listening know how you do it. That's how you do it. Just in case you ever plan to do it in the future. Before that was music from Serengeti and Polyphonic. It was 11 from Don't Give Up. We went back a few years with that. About 7, 8 years.
Yo.
To 2007. And I gotta say,
so long ago.
That it feels like it was yesterday. Yeah, it's crazy. Still to this day, Don't Give Up, Serengeti and Polyphonic is probably one of my favorite albums of all time. I actually listened to it earlier today when I was at work, because it's still on my, like, it's on my phone. I listen to that, you know.
There you go.
It's in with the stuff that I listen to all the time. It's just a spectacular album from beginning to end. It's just, I mean, it's a tour de force, and I maintain that it's played a subtle influence on a lot of shit that's come out since then. Despite not being like a big, huge, well-known album, not being like a huge commercial record or anything like that, I feel like the whole style he kind of introduced on there with the electronic beats, kind of singing, kind of rapping, sensitive guy.
Oh yeah,
Who does that sound like?
That sounds like a lot of rappers today.
A lot of rappers like Drake, number one on your list. And I don't think it's a coincidence that Drake is from Canada, which is not that far from Chicago, which is where Serengeti and Polyphonic were from. It was like a year or two later, boom, Drake ripping off the whole style. He's not the only one. Like it's
Wheelchair
Jim. Yeah, man. It's yeah. There's been a lot of people, and I really do feel like Serengeti is somebody who doesn't really get his just desserts for being as talented as he is. Just one of the best writers in the business. Whether we're talking about like the silly like Kenny stuff, and even the Kenny stuff isn't always silly either. Like if you've paid attention to the whole story that's been going on, like yeah. Brats, bear socks, bears.
He likes the hot dogs for breakfast.
Hot dog for dinner. But there's like a dark side to the Kenny story too. M. Cody just said, Kenny's got problems, B. Kenny's got fucking problems. And you know the stuff with the Polyphonic that he it was very emotional and very raw. And then just straight rhyming, going all the way back to, you know, Dirty Flamingo, which we've mentioned a few times. It's like, you know, how many albums does that dude have? Earlier when I was looking for this song to play in the, you know, on the show, I'm going through and I'm like, I'm searching for Serengeti albums by just typing S-E-R.
Don't do it.
And it's like Serengeti album. There was like 15 albums. And that's not the only folder that there's Serengeti albums in either. There's a whole other folder of albums where it's like Serengeti album. So it's like, that's one of my favorite dudes in the game.
This picture, he's chilling.
You know, for the last, 15 years it's been now at this time? Yeah. I mean,
it's like when we're talking about Of Montreal. How deep they go back.
It's the same thing. If you go 2015, and they've got 17 albums out or whatever. Yeah. It's like, it's the same thing. Finally getting the chance to see Serengeti was awesome for me.
Yeah.
I mean, he did songs from, you know, Sisyphus. He did songs from Don't Give Up.
He could have done. Yeah. I mean, yeah, it was.
And that's the thing. There's so many songs he could pull out. So many different weird characters. He even did the song about the wrestler from Friends and Family. It's all too much for me. It's all just a little too much. But I was happy to be able to shake the man's hand. And you know what? Give him some money and buy some vinyl and, you know, take home some shirts and all that kind of stuff. Because supporting the artists that you love.
Supporting Kenny.
Yeah, for many man. Years. Yeah, it's, you know, it's important. It's important, Mike.
True that.
You know, it's not enough to just play the songs as we do here.
No, we've been playing the songs for many years.
Yes, a lot of years. Nah, equally as old, I think, was the Y song that you heard in there as well. Rubber Traits from Elephant Eyelash. I feel like that goes back to like 2005, 2006, somewhere in that vicinity.
Throwback Thursday.
Yeah, well, you know, it's not Thursday. Sunday.
What day is it?
Sunday.
Sure.
Thursday. What are you talking about? You're in some kind of time warp.
I'm on West Coast time.
You're on East West Coast
my
time?
My mother is in Hawaii. I am on that time. There's no time zone there. I think.
You're in the negative zone.
Yep.
Yo, It would not be clandestine transmission without at least one instance of us pausing, looking at each other, and laughing.
It's true.
There you go. Waka waka waka. We got one more song for you this week, and then we're out of here until we come back.
Speaking of emo sensitive guys.
Yes. I was thinking of that when I was speaking on the whole issue. We got new music coming up from ASAP Rocky. It's called LSD.
He like you the LSD.
Who doesn't like you the LSD?
I need to get some LSD. Get through the workday some days.
I think a workday at your job on LSD would just be terrible. It would be awful.
Yeah, you don't want to do that. I would not enjoy that trip.
No, it would be a bad trip. Don't do it.
Anyway, ASAP. Yeah. We've got an album coming out next month. I keep realizing, like, it's almost June.
Yeah.
This month is over.
It's true.
Yep. So, look for that.
Yep.
In your...
Since there's no store, there's no such thing as a store anymore.
Online,
whatever.
Whatever you use
in your folder.
Get music from.
Look it up in your folder.
It will be there very soon.
But speaking of trips, I want to thank you for taking this trip with us.
Hey.
Plan to take another one sometime real soon. Hopefully we won't trip at all before then.
It's better living through chemistry. That's what the show's all about.
Until then, enjoy new music, ASAP Rocky, LSD, on Clandestine Transmission, EveryGiantNation.com.
Peace out on your trip.
Too long, so I really wanna let it go. back in the days for my bro saying, excuse me, fuck out my face.
They say wealth is in the mind, not the pocket, but I still had that. I learned that from a very wise man. Pocket full of shells like pimps.
Yeah. Okay, excuse me, Mr. Bill Collector, I got problems. My check arrived manana, I'ma pay my debt, I promise. I spent $20,000 with my partners in Bahamas. Another $20,000 on Rick Owens out in Barney.
I said, excuse me,
why the fuck you looking, what's your problem? I swear we gon' have drama if you touch my tailored garments. All you see is niggas here, so that mean this trick is there. What you mean? We got weed and codeine and bricks for sale. I bet a lot of niggas plotting, so you know I got that heater, bruh. Slide my side of all them, catch me riding with my Nina, bruh. She got an apple bottom that remind you of Anita, bruh. Oh, you mean like Q-Tip? Now that girl my new bitch?
Excuse me.
No, I believe the proper terms excuse you. I have to switch up on you niggas and start shitting if I choose to. That's when the new you become a difference since they knew you. I guess the new me is just gonna take some getting used to.
It started in Hollywood. Dreaming and sharing love. That's one that I've lost for words. Cause my feelings just said it all.
Ways to say I love you, but I ain't into making love songs. Baby, I'm just rapping to this end.